Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday, November 7th edition of the MMA OB Daily Podcast. I'm your host, as always, Adam Martin, and I'll be taking you guys through the latest in the world of mixed martial arts. A couple of pieces of news to talk about today, as well as a few fight announcements, so let's get right into it. First things first, Francis Ngannou and Tyson Fury, they've been going after each other a little bit on social media the last few days and kind of reached a boiling point yesterday. Francis Ngannou says that Mike Tyson will be actually training him for a Tyson Fury boxing match. So that's what Francis Ngannou says. Obviously, he is under contract with the UFC, but he says his goal is to fight Tyson Fury in the ring at some point. He also said in an interview with TMZ that he'd welcome a fight with Tyson Fury in the octagon, and he wants to then go to boxing. He wants it to be fair, so each guy gets to fight on their home turf, so to say. Tyson Fury has responded. He says he's interested in this fight as well, and he posted some short video, I think, on his Instagram today, where he says he's going to be training some MMA with Darren Till. So these guys, obviously, they're two of the biggest names right now in combat sports, two massive guys. And these crossover fights are something that fans want to talk about. I don't see this fight happening. Dana White did talk about it the other day. He doesn't want to see Tyson Fury in the UFC. He thinks it doesn't make sense for him. Francis Ngannou going to boxing would be interesting. But at the same time, Tyson Fury, obviously, one of the best heavyweight boxers in the world. Francis Ngannou, not much actual boxing experience. Obviously, for MMA, he has great boxing, great hands, but stepping into the actual ring is a completely different story. With Dana White doing the Zuffa boxing thing, it does kind of make things interesting. It's potentially something they could do if Tyson Fury could reach a deal with Zuffa boxing to fight Francis Ngannou in the ring, but at the same time, I just don't see this happening anytime soon. Ngannou obviously wants to fight. He wants to keep his name in the news right now. He hasn't fought since June. He has no fight lined up, so he's got to keep busy somehow. I just personally don't see this happening anytime soon. If I had to guess, I think there's more of a chance Ngannou would cross over boxing to box Fury than Fury crossing over to MMA to fight Ngannou in MMA. I just don't see Fury fighting in MMA, whereas I do think there's a small chance Ngannou could go to boxing. But honestly, I think this is just a lot of talk between two guys that are very charismatic and like to talk in the media and like to talk on social media. I don't see it happening, but definitely worth bringing up because they're going after each other right now on social media. And the thing with Ngannou saying Mike Tyson were training for Fury would be, that'd be pretty cool if that actually happened. Let's talk about Nate Diaz here. He wrote a post on his Instagram. He says he's leaving the fight game. He says he's done with this. Not the first time Nate Diaz has said that and then came back. I don't think he's done. I think right now he's pissed off about the doctor stoppage. I don't blame him at all. But I don't think Nate Diaz is done by any means. I think eventually he'll come back to the UFC probably next year once his cuts heal in his eyes. I think Conor McGregor does make a lot of sense as a trilogy fight. There's other fights for Nate Diaz as well at welterweight, at lightweight. There's lots of fights for him. I don't think he's done at all. He'll come back. He'll make some more money. I'm still curious to see what happens with his brother, Nick Diaz. Obviously, he was at UFC 244 last week, got a huge pop by the audience. I'd like to see Nick back at some point, but again, he hasn't fought in almost 5 years now. So we'll see what happens with these two guys. But, they've said many times in the past they're done and they came back. So I don't think Nate's done. He likes to keep his name in the news just like McGonald does and Fury does. And I don't blame him. It's getting me to talk about him right now. So I think Nate Diaz is just talking. He'll be back at some point. I got to mention this as well. Big John McCarthy, he actually has a podcast with Josh Thompson, as many of you guys know. And he spoke about the stoppage in the Nate Diaz-Jorge Masvidal fight. And he didn't agree with it, which I thought was really interesting. John McCarthy, who I have utmost respect for, he's been around forever. One of the best referees, one of the best officials of all time. A very important person in mixed martial arts history, past and present. Just an incredible knowledge base for the fight game. Big John McCarthy believes that the doctor and the referee should have talked a little bit more and gave Nate Diaz one more round. And I agree with him completely. Like I said, this wasn't my favorite stoppage. I can't blame the ref or the doctor, I should say. When you see those kind of cuts, you can't completely blame the guy. But I felt like my problem with the stoppage was there was nothing worse about the cut in the third round than there was in the first or second when he actually got cut open. So I didn't agree with the stoppage. And the fact that John McCarthy saying the same thing actually makes me feel a little better about what I thought about it. And according to John McCarthy, he was the referee at Gustafson versus Jones, UFC 165 in Toronto back in 2013. I was at that fight, one of the greatest fights, if not the greatest fight in MMA history. Jones suffered a nasty cut in that fight. The fight was not stopped. And according to John McCarthy, he actually said the doctor wanted to stop the fight and call it a doctor stoppage. But John McCarthy convinced him to let Jones continue to fight, and we ended up seeing one of the greatest fights of all time. John McCarthy made the point that, listen, the fans are there to pay for the fight, and they want to see the fight happen. You got to let the fight go on. He believes the cuts weren't that bad because they were going this way. He says if they were going this way, then he said that would be a different story, and the fight probably should have been stopped. But because the cuts were going this way, according to John McCarthy, that fight should have continued at least one more round. So got to respect what John McCarthy says about that. Obviously, the fight didn't continue. The fight was stopped. Masvidal, you got to give him all the credit in the world. His shots were super accurate. He looked amazing in that fight. But I think John McCarthy made some amazing points on the podcast, which you guys should go and check out. I have the article over at bjpenn.com if you want to go and read about it. According to John Jones, he wants Dominic Reyes next. He wrote on his social media that he watched tape of both Reyes and Corey Anderson, and he believes Reyes is the more dangerous guy. And it's hard not to agree with him. Reyes is an undefeated fighter. He's coming off a great knockout win over Chris Weidman. He's an actual, legitimate, massive light heavyweight. Anderson's a big guy, too, don't get me wrong, but I think Reyes is like a really, really strong, big guy with huge knockout power, and I agree with him that Reyes is the more dangerous guy. I do think Anderson proved a lot in that last fight with Johnny Walker, knocking him out, that he's still a beast himself, but beast in 25-8, obviously. But yeah, I think the Reyes fight makes more sense. And for Corey Anderson, apparently he's turned down a fight with Anthony Smith now. I don't know who he's going to fight. I think the UFC is going to have to just, you know, wait and see what happens, I guess, with this Reyes fight, or maybe the Blachowicz and Souza winner. If Souza wins, Souza versus Anderson for the next title shot would actually make a lot of sense. But I think the Anthony Smith fight versus Anderson's a fun fight for the fans, fun fight for both guys. Corey doesn't seem to like the fight. He says that he wants to make Anthony wait because he called him out in the past and he wouldn't fight him. So we'll see what happens there. But I wouldn't mind seeing that fight. It just doesn't look like Corey Anderson is interested in Smith at this time. Police in Alabama have released a photo of a possible suspect in the disappearance of Walt Harris's daughter. So go and check that out. Also, we have it at bjpenn.com if you want to see the photo. Hopefully they can find this guy. Hopefully they can find Walt Harris's daughter. Just a really sad story, very unfortunate story. A parent's worst nightmare, losing your child. So hopefully the missing child is, I shouldn't say child, she's a woman, she's 18 years old, but hopefully Anita Blanchard is found. And Walt Harris can sleep easy, because I know how stressful this must be for Walt Harris. And again, if you know anything about this, call police in Alabama. Greg Hardy will not be allowed to use his inhaler at UFC Moscow. I think this is pretty obvious stuff, but Jeff Novitzki confirmed it. He won't be allowed to use inhaler, so there won't be any sort of inhaler gate this weekend. And I should mention, I wrote an article about Greg Hardy over at MMArings.net, and I explained why the UFC is all in on him right now, and why they believe in him and what they see in him. So go and check that article out as well. A couple of fight announcements here, and I'll get out of here. Short show today, guys, but there wasn't a ton of stuff to talk about. Two fight announcements here. One's in Bellator. I like this fight. Josh Barnett will be fighting Ronnie Marks in Bellator. This is the main event of a Bellator Hawaii card. There's going to be two. One will be on the 21st, the Saturday, and then one's on the 20th. This is on the 20th. So Josh Barnett, the War Master, making his Bellator debut finally. He's actually turning 42 years old next week, so he's been around forever. Josh Barnett, he's been around since 1997, so this is his 22nd year of professional MMA fighting, which is incredible. He fought in Super Brawl 20 years ago, 1999, so this will be a homecoming of sorts for him. Super Brawl was a really good promotion way back in the day. It had some great fighters in it. So, yes, Josh Barnett will be fighting Ronnie Marks. Ronnie Marks is making his Bellator debut as well after coming over from PFL. So Ronnie Marks, he is coming off a TKO win over Sika Pasalelli in his last PFL fight, but he was released because he missed weight. So he'll be taking on Josh Barnett. I do like Josh Barnett in this fight quite a bit. I think there's the size difference, the fact he's a legitimate heavyweight, and just the fact that he's going to be very, very, very motivated to get a win after sitting out such a long time from the octagon. He's been out for a while now. And the other fight announcement quickly is Veronica Macedo will be taking on Ariane Lipsky at UFC Sao Paulo next week. Macedo finally coming off a win in the UFC. She's 1-3, but she did beat Pollyanna Viana in her last fight, and she takes on Ariane Lipsky, who is 0-2 and who needs a win. So interesting fight between two very attractive females, and that should be a fun one for the male fans at least, and definitely a fun fight, but I would definitely have to favor Lipsky. Even though she hasn't got a win yet, I do believe she wins that fight. So that's going to be it for today's show, guys. A short one, but short but sweet. You guys can follow me on Twitter at @MMAdamMartin. This podcast is available MMAoddsbreaker.com. Go to our YouTube channel. Like, share, subscribe. Check me out. Check also at bjpenn.com and MMA ratings, and of course, MMAoddsbreaker.com. Guys, have a great day. I'll see you later. Have a good one. Bye.